Hey Krishna, welcome to the Prasanga conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Jivangaur Hari Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the glories of Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Haridas Thakur, Srimati Sita Thakurani, and Srila Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
I didn't see Prabhuji on the call.
Yes,
He's connecting, Mataji. He's connecting.
Yeah, he's still connecting to audio.
Suppose he need to connect to the audio.
I see.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Mataji, could you make me as a co-host?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Oh, okay, yes, Prabhuji, I'll make
yes,
that.
Prabhuji, you are not focused. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. Always to Srila Prabhupada and Guruji. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic on the glories of all our acharyas. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, welcome all devotees. So today we'll be hearing glories of Haridas Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sita Thakurani, as well as Jiva Goswami. All wonderful Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. So first we will be hearing about the glorious pastimes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Can you see the screen, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
So, he is the pioneer of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, we all know that after Lord Chaitanya and his close associates disappeared from this worldly planet, then there was a gap after the Goswamis, that the preaching mission became null and void, vacant. Then came the great pillar of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is none other than Kamala Manjari in Krishna Leela. So actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was the one who innovated preaching methodologies at that time. Like he introduced the concept of Namahatta, and he was a perfect ideal grahastha. And this is his birthplace, Bir Nagar, which is just 1 hour travel from Shrida Mayapur. So Bir Nagar is the birthplace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He resided here for some time. So the family in which he was born, apparently it was in a poor condition. But we all know that the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they have the real treasure, and the real treasure is pure love for Krishna. So the worshipable deities of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur are still being kept there. And these are all the personal handwriting of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And if you go there, if you ask for the books, they will show you the personal handwriting of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was one of the great acharyas that he spent almost 8 to 9 hours per day in writing. And in Krishna consciousness, the realization comes mostly from writing. 70% of the realization comes through writing. So writing is a very, very important task. Srila Prabhupada also used to stress that whatever devotee realizes and whatever they hear or whatever they read, they need to make a habit of writing those things. And those who write and those who have the habit of writing the important points in a diary or a notebook, so their steadiness and advancement in Krishna consciousness would be steady. So this is the Sri part of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at Veer Nagar. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after he took birth at Veer Nagar, which is Gauramandala Dham, then he shifted from there to Kolkata, to Bhadrak, to Jagannath Puri, and then later he came to Godramadweep, which is the bank of Jalangi River. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a wonderful schedule. So actually he used to take rest between 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. He just used to take only 2 hours. And this is the time when you take the rest, actually it will be expanded to 5 to 6 hours a day. And 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. he used to write, because there will be complete noiseless atmosphere, and actually many thoughts would come at that time. And we also know that how Srila Prabhupada also wrote at the dead end of the night every day. And 4 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. again a small nap. 4:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. chant japa. 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. correspondence. So correspondence is very, very important. We all know that Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they used to write letters to all the Koshins, to their well-wishers, disciples, like that. And 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., for 2 hours, he used to study the Shastras. But we can see that actually he spent most of his time in writing. 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., he used to take bath, prasad, and prasad would be also very simple. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., he would attend the court duties. And though he used to work only 6 hours a day, like 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., he would do the task of a 10%. And whatever judgment he has given, there would be no re-appeal, because he just, the statement itself, judgment itself, he would say, this is so-and-so reward because of so-and-so reason. This is the so-and-so punishment, and he would quote from the scriptures. So 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., he would do translating work. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., again, evening bath. So he would sleep only roughly 3 hours per day. So it indicates that the Mahabhagavat Purusha, they don't waste time even for a second. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a perfect example. Writing 8.5 hours. And our spiritual realization comes only through writing. Just actually, even if we hear a lecture, actually the some few key points or bullet points, whatever we hear. So actually we should make the habit of writing. And japa study 4.5 hours, work would be for 6 hours. This is the schedule, ideal grahastha. And actually, this is the picture when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this earthly planet. He took his birth at Veer Nagar, and he departed from this world at Kolkata. At that time, he told that since he being a grahastha, his body should be burnt. There is no Jiva Samadhi like that for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There is a place called like Kaliaghat at the bank of the Hubli River at Calcutta. There actually Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's body was burnt. And then the ashes, I mean the flower garland was taken from his body, and then we have Pushpa Samadhi at the Swananda Sukhada Kunj at Godramadri. We have many more Pushpa Samadhis also. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was so merciful that our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they did something for the movement of Lord Chaitanya. He actually went each door, collected 1 rupee, and then he built a nice temple for Lord Chaitanya at Yogapith. So the duty is to engage everyone in the service of Krishna. And he collected whatever is needed, just only 1 rupee from each grahastha. He engaged each of those grahasthas in the seva. Too much collection is also detrimental to devotional service. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur perfectly demonstrated that example. And this is the personal worshipable deity of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lakshmi Narasingadev, which is at Yogapith. At the time, there were some obstacles, dacoit, theft. So immediately, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur established Lakshmi Narasingadev deity. And we all know that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his favorite worshipable deity is Gaura Gadadhar. Srila Prabhupada established Gaur Nitai deity, and he established Gaur Gadadhar deity, because Gaur Gadadhar deity is for exalted personality, worshipping Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. So for fallen soul, Srila Prabhupada used to say that Gaur Nitai worship is ideally suitable. So even in a Yogapith, we can see his personal worshipable deity, Lakshmi Narasimhadev, Gaur Gadadhar. And also at the Swananda Sukhada Kunj at Godramadvi, there will be also Gaur Gadadhar deity worship. So this is the balcony from where Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw an effulgence coming from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. He knew that perfectly that it is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, but he wanted to give credit to Jagannath Das Babaji, and he also want to make sure that it is identified by one more Rasikacharya, none other than Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So he took his cell, and Jagannath Das Babaji, when he was taken in a basket, he immediately jumped down saying, "Gaura, Gaura, Gaura," and this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And from this balcony, Bhaktivinoda Thakur could see a temple of Vedic planetarium even before, 170 years before itself. So he said that there would be a wonderful temple and a wonderful worship of Panchatattva would happen here. And he also predicted 2 more things, like he said, people from America, Australia, France, Russia, they would do Nagar Sankirtan in their own countries, in their own street. And the day would come when all these foreigners would come to West Bengal and along with the Bengali Vaishnavas chant Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. And this is actually Surabhi Kunj, wonderful deity of Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu established there. You can also see the murti of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also resided here for some time. So he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita commentaries and also Jaiva Dharma here. He resided here for some time. And Nityananda Prabhu, during his time, he came here and established the Namahatta. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur naturally chose this place. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say that in this Namahatta, I would like to be a sweeper. And he used to say that just by accepting the post of sweeper in the Namahatta, I would also get commission. So what is the commission? The commission of whatever may be the fate or security. Because Namahatta means selling the holy name. So no one can sell Krishna, no one can sell his name. So he says that I would get a commission in the sense that we are not a owner. So I just commission of getting the faith or the Sukurti. So in Swananda Sukhada Kunj, we could see the Murti of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's the Pushpa Samadhi. And also the other side, we can also have nice darshan of Gaur Gadadhara deity. It's certainly Gaur Gadadhara deity is for the exalted personality. And he, in Surabhi Kunj, he resided there. Surabhi Kau is also eternally residing there. So once when we went to Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj asked, whoever entered the Surabhi Kunj, were you all able to see the Surabhi cow, which is resting under a banyan tree and welcoming you all, which is big in size, but no one could see it, but it is eternally residing, as said in the scriptures and also as confirmed by an exalted personality. So he did his Namahatta preaching, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He educated people in Krishna consciousness. He also predicted the Adbhut Mandir, temple of Vedic Planetarium, where actually, generally, most of the temples, they would be facing on the eastern side. But here, our temple of Vedic Planetarium, which is being constructed at Shrida Mayapur, would be facing southern side. The reason is that it is just facing the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is eternally present there, and he would love to see a wonderful temple being built and also under his supervision. It's so wonderful. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had many children, almost like 10 children, but he attempted to produce 10 children only. So we can see how celibate he was. And he prayed to Mahaprabhu that a wonderful personality should descend as his son, and he is none other than Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he was a high court magistrate, and the Britishers would adore him for his wonderful judgment. And the British people, though when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was residing at Godhramadweep, they actually put a separate railway track from Kolkata to Krishnanagar, which is at Godhramadweep, just only for one purpose, that since Bhaktivinoda Thakur preferred his residence at Godhramadweep, in order for him to come to Kolkata, the British government separately constructed a private railway track to bring Bhaktivinoda Thakur to do his responsible office work at Kolkata. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so much contribution he has done to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He has written more than hundreds of books, and he is the pioneer, and he started the movement when there was a lapse for few centuries, and when the concept of Sahajiya and also Upper Sampradaya had arise. It was very bold. He also made sure the Upper Sampradaya and also one demoniac, the disguise of a sadhu, Visakishan, was also arrested. And also a bold preacher, a staunch follower of Lord Chaitanya. And this is actually Budana, the birthplace of Haridas Thakur. So this is the entrance path. which is in Bangladesh, Budana. And there we can also see a wonderful murti of Vidas Thakur being carried on the lap of Lord Chaitanya. And actually, this is the birthplace of Budana. And in the birthplace, there is a small river flowing. The other side is Indian border, and this side is Bangladesh. That's all. Very easy to cross Budana. So we went with the safari team before pandemic. Nice darshan. And the deity of Mahaprabhu holding Haridas Thakur will be in the small building. And also a nice, wonderful murti of Haridas Thakur. So he was born in Yavana family, Mohammedan family. They are so glorious. Like Garuda takes birth as a bird, Hanuman like a monkey, Haridas Thakur being born in a Yavana, Mohammedan family. But he is none other than Brahma Haridas. But devotees, wherever they take birth, they become glorious. And the perfect example is Srila Haridas Thakur. So this is birthplace. And actually, this is also present in the subdivision of Khulna district. And actually, whenever there is a meeting held at Bangladesh in any part, actually people would flock in 10,000, 20,000 like that. Amazing. Even small places, small gathering means at least a minimum 10,000, and it may even stretch up to 30 to 40,000. So much devoted followers of Lord Chaitanya. Very nice to see that even though it is a Muslim country, that faith is very steady. And we all know that Gauramandal Bhumi is very famous because most of the associates of Lord Chaitanya took their appearance there. So wherever the Khulna division, wherever some program is organized, the attendance would be more in number. And even for complete whole night, they will stay there to hear Katha Kirtan. And then only in the early morning, they would like to go to their home. So much devoted. Guru Bhakti is flowing abundantly in country, Bangladesh. So that is Budana. The place which we seen is birthplace of Haridas Thakur. Now we are seeing Benapola, which is also in the Jessore district of Bangladesh, in the border of India-Bangladesh. The park which is in Bangladesh is called as Benapola. And just adjacent, whatever is in India, that is called as Haridaspur. So that a wonderful, nice deity of Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra Devi would be there. So this is the entrance of the temple being maintained by the Gaudiya Math. This is the entrance, warm reception. So loving devotees, like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, we would hear that the traditional way of inviting Vaishnavas is to apply sandalwood in their forehead and then putting a garland in their neck. So the same tradition is being followed whenever Vaishnavas sit here. And here we can see actually the murti of Lakshahira, and also right hand side we would be also seeing the murti of Haridas Thakur. So when Haridas Thakur came to Benapola, actually, his chanting attracted many devotees and his glory was spreading far and wide. So, Ramachandra Khan, he became furious and he made a plot to defame Srila Haridas Thakur. So, he sent a prostitute girl, Lakshahira, in order to captivate Haridas Thakur, and we all know from the story of Haridas Thakur, how day one went, day two went. So she was forced to hear the chanting and hearing of the holy name. And on the third day, she got completely transformed by the presence of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And he said that, I know that actually you have been sent by an evil person, but in order to deliver you, I remained here for 3 days. she got completely transformed. And then she shaved her head. And then she took up her residency here. And this is the actually Madhavi Tala tree creeper, the exact place where Lakshahira tried to captivate Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So we can see actually the creeper tree, and also in the left hand side, the murti of Haridas Thakur being carried by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the exact location. So actually, the reflection is that Lakshahira is a prostitute, but Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur delivered her. So like that, the mind is also chanchala. Like a grasshopper, it goes here and there. So when we visit here, when we pray here for determination and steadfastness in devotional service, we can get the kripa. Many incarnation comes. The scriptures are there. Holy name is there. Sadhus are there. Holy rivers are there. But these are all the kripa, mercy given by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. But from our side, we have to develop this mood of steadfastness, determination. And certainly by hearing such pastime and also visiting, contemplating, meditating on such places, our mind will also get gradually fixed on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, as exemplified by Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. This is actually a wonderful deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi. We can also see, but we can see actually generally, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi deity is the hands that would be in the straight posture. But in Bengal, most of the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi deities, if you see keenly, the hand would be coming down. It's a tradition. And the mood, we can see most of the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi deities in Bangladesh. And this is the tree actually. Devotees used to chant here and pray for mercy from Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. That they also get a taste for chanting the holy name. And they also get the steadfastness, the determination in spiritual life. It's very, very important. They also have a wonderful museum exhibiting how Namacharya got the complete mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So actually, Budana is the birthplace of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Benapala is the place where Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur delivered Lakshahira. And on the Indian side, Haridaspur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, in front of Tulsi, he chanted for some few months there, and from that he went to Krishnapur in order to give mercy to Raghunath Dasa Goswami. And then he came to Fulia. This is the place which is called as Fulia near Shantipur. And Fulia is the place where there is a cave. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur actually chanted here 3 lakh holy name every day. A wonderful deity is also there. And also see the small dome, murti of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, and also the cave is also present. So this is actually the murti of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. The left hand side, actually it's the cave. So the python resided there, and Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was also residing here. And this is the exact place, Fulia, where Maya Devi came to test Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Lakshahira is an ordinary girl. So getting away from the temptation made by her, that is not much wonderful. But in Fulia, Maya Devi, the manifestation of the whole cosmic manifestation, when she came here and then showed her bodily beautiful features, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was unmoved, and Maya Devi begged for initiation from Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So Maya Devi took initiation from Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And actually, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we would be knowing that a python resided here. So as the days passed, actually, the cave hole became narrowed down. When Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur used to reside here, many of the devotees would come and then take his association. But they were suffocating because of the poisonous vapor of the python snake. And seeing the pitiable condition of the devotees, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur talked directly to the python snake, "If you don't move here, I would move out of this cave." So naturally, Paramatma, being situated in the body of the python, immediately slithered out, and the devotees who were present there saw a big, huge python snake moving under the direction and instruction of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So the reflection is that actually, that when the devotees came here to take association of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, and when they chanted along with Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, they were suffocating. But there was no suffocation for Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So actually, it means that actually, he was completely undisturbed. So actually, disturbance comes only when we are not deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So generally, we get many, many things when others speak ill of others or criticize or others. So it means that actually we have not chanted properly and we have not heard it properly. So naturally, that would be disturbance. Definitely, when you get such ill criticism from other devotees, if you analyze, the chanting would not be proper. If the chanting is proper, even if many bad things happen around us, it will not come to our ears. And even if it comes to our ear, we will not be affected or distracted. Distraction of mind never happens when the pure name is being heard properly. Haridas Thakur was perfectly doing this. So he was not at all bothered. No distraction of mind. But others, devotees, they suffocated and they were disturbed. So it also gives us a hope that actually when we practice the process properly, actually whatever is mentioned in the scriptures, the key effects that are sure to follow. So when Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was chanting here, and again here his glories were spreading, again it was reported to the Kasi, again they summoned him to the palace of the king. And the king requested that you better follow our own religion and also read the Quran. So Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur told that Supreme Lord is one and he has different names. And according to their interest and desire, they cling to some scriptures. Some born Muslims convert themselves into Hindus, and some born Hindus, they convert themselves into Muslims. And whatever they worship or read is personally instigated by the Supreme Lord. So you take me in that way. Again, he was adamant, no. You should just give up chanting the holy name and read only Quran. So Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur told that even if my body is cut into several pieces, I cannot give up chanting the holy name. So it means actually, even if apparently he was threatened, but internally, if you see, actually, it was the taste which he was unable to give it up. Namacharya, Rasacharya, the taste, the mellow, the bliss, cannot give it up, even if they are threatened, or even if it is exchanged for some highest valuable material treasures. And then he was ordered to be beaten at 22 marketplaces. He survived. Then the beaters begged that they would not be spared if Haridas Thakur wouldn't die. Then again, he went into trance. His body was thrown in Ganga. Again, he floated. Again, he came here and again started to chant a holy name loudly. And they were stunned. So he is not an ordinary person. He is a Mahapurusha. And then in one place called Harinodegram, one Brahmana challenged Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, why you are chanting Harinam loudly? In scriptures it is mentioned that one should chant only within the mind. Why you are chanting very loudly? And I heard that Sudras would recite scriptures in Kali Yuga. I heard it, but now I am seeing directly in front of my eyes. So it was a direct personal insult to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur didn't speak a word. And then he just moved out. And immediately he was contracted with leprosy. So Vaishnava Aparad is so dangerous. So that's why Vaishnavas should always be glorified. So like that, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur pastimes are so much. It is very mesmerizing. And in this place called Fulia, which is very near to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya would come here and he would love to take satsang of Haridas Thakur. He used to chant, dance. And even at Shantipur, Haridas Thakur was called as the first person for the Shraddha ceremony. Though the Brahmanas were reluctant to accept the Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya recognized him to be the most exalted personality. In that way, actually, whatever background a person appears, it doesn't matter. If he has become a Vaishnava, he is truly glorified. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was an exalted personality. Then along with Advaita Acharya, he got association of Nimai Pandit at Mayapur, Sridhar Mayapur. And then whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Nama Sankirtan pastime at Mayapur, Haridas Thakur would also participate in it. And during the Mahaprakasa Leela, Mahaprabhu revealed the hidden secret that when he was beaten at 22 places in the marketplaces, actually he immediately sent the Sudarshan Chakra to chop off the head of the person who were beating Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. But he said that my Sudarshan Chakra could not act because of your strong prayers for their forgiveness. And I took up the beating and then he showed his back. So there were scars in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's back. But as far as Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was concerned, he was in trance and he got so bliss and taste in chanting the holy name that actually he didn't feel any inconvenience when he was beaten by the soldiers in the market at 22 places. So actually this Nama is so deep, actually it gives us an eternal experience, a deep experience, completely out of this world experience. So in which actually the material suffering doesn't affect oneself. So and when Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he went from Sridhar Mayapur to Jagannath Puri, then Haridas Thakur also took up his residence at Siddharbakur. So we saw three places: Benapola, birthplace of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, Budana, Benapola, place where Lakshahira was delivered, and Fulia, where actually Maya Devi took initiation, and also the python left out of the cave, where Advaita Acharya also took association of Haridas Thakur. And then later when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came to Jagannath Puri. And then he stayed at this place called as Siddha Bakul. Actually, this residence was personally chosen by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur happily resided under this tree, under a small hut. And then Lord Chaitanya, after taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, he would come daily to take darshan of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and give Jagannath Mahaprasad. Have a nice conversation. And Haridas Thakur, due to his humility, Actually, he would see Jagannath temple, the Neela Chakra from here. There was no big building at that time. Haridas Thakur, why he was given the title Namacharya? Because he always felt that he was worthless and always destitute, and also taking the position of a lower, humble form. So actually, he was glorified. In spiritual life, when we are humble, one is truly glorified. And actually, when one feels that actually I am in a destitute condition, then naturally the mood to take shelter of Mahaprabhu Krishna comes. And one should always feel that he is worthless. That is the thing. But certainly by the mercy of Guru Gauranga, one shines. That is a different thing. But the mood of a devotee is that we should feel that I am very insignificant and also worthless. So it is actually the key secret formula to attract the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So nice conversation, discussion would happen here. And when Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami came from Vrindavan and resided here at Jagannath Puri, we could see how they would also love to take association of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Wonderful. And Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, you can say he was almost 30 years elder to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he expressed his desire to Mahaprabhu that I came to know that you are going to wind up your pastime. I cannot certainly tolerate such thing. Better, I would like to give up my body in your presence. And then his desire, already actually he had a strong desire that even Mahaprabhu Sudarshan Chakra couldn't do anything against the Apandar. So again, it's the strong desire of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. He wanted to give up his body before Mahaprabhu could wind up his pastime. And Mahaprabhu was in a helpless state. So we can see that how the love and desire of the pure devotees are conquering the heart of the heart of the Supreme Lord. And when Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur one day, he actually took up darshan of Mahaprabhu's lotus face and then meditating on the lotus feet and lotus face of Mahaprabhu, he left his body in the auspicious presence of Mahaprabhu's associate. So Mahaprabhu, he was very ecstatic. He took up the bodily form of Haridas Thakur in his lap. And from Siddha Bakul, he personally carried Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur to the Samadhi place, which is in the seashore. There was ecstatic kirtan going all along the way. He is certainly fortunate. Whoever dies in front of the spiritual master, or even when spiritual master is present or leaving the body in front of the Supreme Lord, is considered to be very, very fortunate. Mahaprabhu was very, very, actually it was an intense separation from his heart, but actually there was an ecstatic kirtan where actually Mahaprabhu wanted to spread the glories of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And actually he was personally cremated by Lord Chaitanya at the beach of Jagannath Puri. Even if we now go there, we can see the Samadhi Mandir of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, personally cremated, like Jadayu was personally cremated by Lord Ram. Here, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was personally cremated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ecstatic kirtan, ecstatic dance, then ecstatic flow of tears. And then Mahaprabhu himself begged for alms at Ananda Bazaar at Jagannath Puri temple, and then there was a huge feast. And he also gave a benediction that whoever comes to this holy place, Mahadadi, and takes bath at the holy ocean, they would get the pure love for Krishna. Mahaprabhu actually gave that benediction. Oh, he was wonderfully cremated. So generally, people go to take bath in the sea as a picnic, but when one comes to Jagannath Puri and just takes a bath in the ocean behind Haridas Thakur Samadhi, he would get pure love for Krishna. So no need to speak how their sins will be washed away. Definitely they would get liberated. So this is the Samadhi Mandira of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So Bhutana, birthplace of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, Venapola, Lakshahira delivers Fulia, the python getting out, and Siddha Bakur, where he resided at Jagannathpur, and Samadhi or Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And definitely all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, before chanting the holy name, they should meditate on Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and also these five key places in order to get taste for chanting the holy name. Just by getting a tinge of drop of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur's mercy, one is sure to get taste for chanting the holy name. And now we will be also hearing about the glorious pastimes of Sita Thakurani. So Sita Thakurani is none other than Yoga Maya in Krishna Leela, and also the eternal wife of Advaita Acharya. And when Nimai appeared, immediately Sita Thakurani from Shantipur, from the residence, she came in a palanquin along with many valuable ornaments, precious gifts, and also clothes. Like she carried like turmeric, kumkum, sandalwood, and also like a bangle, omelet, and a necklace, anklet, fine silken cloths, wonderful eatables, and along with her maid servant, she came to Yoga Pit, and then she gave many instruction to Sachi Mata how Nimai should be raised up. And even when Krishna's birth appearance was gorgeously celebrated at the Gokul, Sita Thakurani was present at Yoga Maya, and then was instructing Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda how he should be risen up, with also tips about many nurturing. So here also actually Sita Thakurani gave many instruction to Jagannath Mishra as well as to Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata actually had high respect for Sita Thakurani and also to Malini, the wife of Narada. So they would instruct the Sachi Mata how a Nimai should be brought up. And then Sita Thakurani, actually she only gave the name Nimai because actually in order to give him protection from witches and ghosts, he is Supreme Lord. Nothing could do him. But out of parental love, she gave the name Nimai. And actually she being the worshipable Vaishnavi, who is the mother of the universe, none other than Sita Thakurani. So all the elderly members accepted the name Nimai. So Sita Thakurani, she had so much affection for Nimai Pandit that she stayed for many days seeing the bodily beauty of Nimai and also giving the practical tips, the art of parenting. Art of parenting comes from Yashoda. Art of parenting comes from Sachi Devi. Art of parenting comes from Sita Thakurani. Wonderful. And even tiger nails, many things, many auspicious items. Sita Thakurani is a good cook. And she blessed Nimai in many ways. Everyone, they were happy. And then Sita Thakurani was a good cook, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at Katwa, before going to Jagannath Puri, he came first to the residence of Advaita Acharya Shantipur, had that blessings, she went. And when Mahaprabhu came from Jagannath Puri to Shantipur, they both decided that they want to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu separately. When Mahaprabhu came with many of his associates, there was a huge storm. So every sannyasi, they got scattered to many places, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came alone, took all the items offered by Sita Thakurani. He was very pleased, especially the sak item, the green leaf, the vegetables. And when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri during the Radha Yatra festival, Sita Thakurani would take her three children, Achyuta, who is none other than Kartikeya, Gopala, the Ganesh, and also Krishna Mishra, along with her husband Advaita Acharya, to Jagannath Puri, and then have a nice conversation. She would also cook for Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was staying at Kasi Mishra's house, Gambira. So like that, their affection is very, very deep, because of the loud cry of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu came here. Certainly, Yogamaya Sita Thakurani was very fortunate to bring a great supreme personality of Godhead to this material world, so that we also get mercy, that we also get delivered from this material existence. So many wonderful pastimes of Srimati Sita Thakurani. And her sister is Sri. She was also a very, very close associate of Nimai Pandit. And often from Shantipur, she would come in a palanquin to take darshan of Nimai Pandit. And when Nimai Pandit started his Nama Sankirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani came and then personally blessed Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit was very happy. Then Jiva Goswami, who is none other than Vilasa Manjari in Krishna Leela, the nephew of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, basically from Karnataka, South Indian Brahmin background, and then shifted to Jessur district. They remained in Namakeli. When Mahaprabhu came to visit Rupa Sanatan Goswami, even when Jiva Goswami was a small child, he could see how Mahaprabhu reciprocated with his two uncles, Rupa Sanatan, so much attracted, a great stalwart Vaishnava. And Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami along with Srivas Thakur and Vamsi Vadan Thakur for Navadeep Mandal Parikrama. In all the Nayan Island, Nityananda Prabhu explained all the wonderful pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And actually, when Nityananda Prabhu was explaining those pastimes to Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami could see from his eyes those pastimes, the replicate. It's not like generally the people go and say such pastime happened. No, he was able to visualize those pastimes, because actually Sandini Patansi is representative of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu directly took Jiva Goswami. He was fortunate to see all those pastime places. Jiva Goswami was completely mesmerized. He completely rolled on the floor, praying for Gaura, 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 all the nine islands, Antardeep, Samantardeep, Godramadeep, Madhyadeep, Goladeep, Ritudeep, Janadeep, Modadumadeep, Rudradeep. And then actually initially he told that I want to go to Vrindavan. After actually this nine island circumambulation happened, Jiva Goswami told that I feel that actually this Navadeep is not different from Vrindavan. I would like to stay here. But Nityananda Prabhu forced him to go to Vrindavan, because after circumambulating this nine island, you have got the eligibility to go to Vrindavan. So actually, residing in Vrindavan needs eligibility. But the eligibility is given by the nine islands, Navadvip. So he is an eternal associate. Jiva Goswami didn't actually get the eligibility after circumambulating this nine island. But in order to teach the conditioned souls the glory of Navadvip, actually such pastime took place. And then Jiva Goswami, in his small childhood, generally he used to play and sleep along with Krishna Balaram deity. Even when he is sleeping, actually, he would embrace Krishna, Balaram deity in his chest and he would sleep. So he was constantly engrossed in the pastimes of Krishna Balaram, completely engaged. And then later we all know that actually he came to Vrindavan, assisted his two brothers, Rupa, Sanatan, and Goswami. And then he also wrote many scriptures. Jiva Goswami, we all know that in Vrindavan, he had a wonderful temple, Radha Damodar temple, and his Samadhi, Jiva Samadhi, is also present in this temple. Prabhupada used to stay in this temple for many years before he went to the United States of America. He got blessings of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and also Sri Sri Radha Damodar here. Jiva Goswami, along with the transcendental two brothers, Rupa Sanatan, they completely dedicated their life in order to give mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. Jiva Goswami means, Prabhupada used to say, is Jiva, is life and soul, is Mahaprabhu, and also to shower mercy on all Jivas, Jiva Goswami. So his wonderful Samadhi at Radha Damodar temple. So one time when Vallabhacharya came, actually, generally Jiva Goswami, he used to wash the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, prepare the manuscripts and also the editorial task. And when Vallabhacharya used to argue for some grammatical debate, Rupa Goswami would smile and would not say anything. But Jiva Goswami, in order to defend his guru, he debated with Vallabhacharya. And when this news came to Rupa Goswami, he said that actually we should not waste our time in useless argument. And you have got pride, so you have no more shelter in Vrindavan. You have to go out. Then he actually moved to Nanda Ghat, where he resided at the crocodile hole. He became very skinny. He fasted. Sanatan Goswami, when he came there, then he found out his nephew Jiva Goswami and brought back to Rupa Goswami, and then actually in a mild way chastised to Rupa Goswami to take care of him nicely. So when there is pride, actually there is no place in Vrindavan. That is the thing. And generally, actually, the devotees they are forbidden to participate in TV shows, debate, argument, in order to prove some siddhanta and also to nourish the feeling of prideness. Actually, for devotees, it is not at all required. In one way, it is only detrimental. All credit, all glories go to the Guru Parampara Acharya. So Rupa Sanatan, even when Tikvijayi Keshava Kashmiri came, they gave a certificate of defeat to Tikvijayi Keshava Kashmiri. Actually, it means that they were completely immersed. What is the necessity of debating and argument? Only those who have not developed the taste, they used to argue and debate. Generally, the bliss taste mellow is so intense that all this external apparent surrounding doesn't distract them. That is the lesson which we have to learn. Because that's why Rupa Goswami wonderfully, he has written Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So many wonderful literatures Jiva Goswami, he has contributed to us. And under Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur studied, Shyamananda Pandit studied, Srinivasa Acharya studied. And then the book distribution, interesting work was also given by Jiva Goswami to all these stalwart devotees. So nice. And the Sat Sandarbha was also given by Jiva Goswami. So the esoteric, supreme, transcendental truth of Srimad Bhagavatam is being covered in these wonderful literatures called as Sat Sandarbha. And also the Gopala Champu given by Srila Jiva Goswami. Actually, the topics of Krishna are so deep and intense that how to identify that one is engrossed or deeply absorbed? See, even when a normal person goes in an aeroplane and when there is turbulence in the flight and then the pilot lands safely, then people would clap their hands when there is a safe landing. And when we read books like Gopala Champu and also Sat Sandarbha, if you are deeply engraced, deeply absorbed, then how Krishna is protecting his devotees? Even if you are reading in a secluded place and there are no devotees, if you are clapping our hands, it means that actually we are deeply engrossed. He has given such literatures. It is only for nourishment. It is for relishing Krishna's pastime. Whenever even there is a normal games, when a hero does some Herculean task, then we just clap our hands. It means that actually they are deeply engrossed and actually they are giving their heart to the heroes. So when we read such books, when we are really engrossed and deeply absorbed, we should actually clap our hands. How Krishna is protecting his devotees and how Krishna is reciprocating with his devotees. So such deep commitment also should come. These are all the wonderful pastimes of these four great stalwart Vaishnava Acharyas, Sita Thakur and Jiva Goswami, Haridas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we can pray to the lotus feet that we also get a drop in tasting the holy name, to engage in devotional service and to serve the Lord eternally. So just by deeply absorbing in their pastime, because they were exhibiting the pure love for Krishna and also the mercy to all of the conditioned souls like that. And they have come here only to give that. Jiva Goswami is none other than Vilasa Manjari in Krishna Leela. So very, very dear to Radha Krishna. Okay, with this, I am ending this. So if you have any comments, any session, free to ask. Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji, very nice pastimes and a very nice detailed explanation of all the exalted personalities and very nicely you explained about with the, all the pilgrimage dham where they were staying and also their worshipping deities. So thank you so much Prabhuji, and each time when you come I just like that the things which is not revealed to us is revealed, at least to me. So which means like I haven't seen these places in person, but when you come each and every time, it's like a nice treat for me to visit all these places, at least virtually. So thank you so much for giving such a nectar. Hare Krishna. Devotees, any questions or realizations, please go ahead. Prabhuji, there is a question in the chat. I think it's in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's PPT. Mataji, Induleka Mataji is asking, could you please name the personalities in the previous picture under Radha Krishna?
Which picture?
I think in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's pastime.
Yes, Mataji, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. It's so beautiful to get engrossed in the pastimes of all the great acharyas. Prabhuji, the picture where you had Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yeah,
okay.
I think that
deity is in Surabhi Kunj. I was just there 2 days before. I took a picture and I just sent it. So that is the... In Surabhi Kunj, that is the Namahatta headquarters, Lord Nityananda resided. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also resided there for some time. And the Gaudiya Math, they established Radha Krishna deity. This is combined form of Mahaprabhu is also kept in the altar. And we also see a murti of Bhaktivinoda Thakur there. It's Surabhi Kunj, where the Surabhi cow is also eternally present. That is just 100 meters from Swananda Sukhada Kunj, the residence of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I was just asking about the Acharya pictures that were you know, in the...
Oh, the Acharya pictures, actually, in Bhagavad Gita, actually, we will be having page 33 or 34. Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, the 32nd Acharyas being presented, no? So they are being presented in a pictorial way.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, I had just one more question on the worship of Gaur Gadadhar. So you were saying that it is only meant for very exalted devotees, and probably that may be why we don't. There are no ISKCON temples with Gaur Gadadhar, if I am. Yeah, right. So Prabhuji, can you please explain the significance? Why? Because we worship Radha Krishna deities so much, but why is it that the worship of Gaur Gadadhar is not?
Certainly, Radha Krishna worship is on the highest platform. So like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is the Kamala Manjari, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Naina Manjari. So these associates, they worship Radha and Krishna. But for fallen conditioned souls, Krishna Balaram has appeared as Gaurini type. Certainly, since Radha Krishna is in the highest elevated platform, and Radha Krishna esoteric transcendental pastimes are 100% pure. So even with a little tinge of lust in our heart, we cannot appreciate the esoteric pastimes of Radha Krishna. So for fallen conditioned souls, we naturally fit into the worship of Gaur Nitai, because generally we have offensive mentality and we have a lot of anarthas. In spite of those limitation and deficiency, if we raise our hand and worship Gaur Nitai without any discrimination, they give their mercy to us. So we worship Gaur Nitai, and Prabhupada recommended Gaur Nitai deities in our ISKCON temples. But the Gaudiya temples, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he instituted the 64 Gaudiya Math. So in Naina Manjari platform, so like, he established Gaur Gadadhar temple along with Gaur Gadadhar Mahaprabhu. But Prabhupada has instigated this. He established the Gaudiya Thai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And thank you so much for coming and giving us this nectar, Prabhuji. Thank you for sharing all the pastime places that we very rarely would get an opportunity to visit. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you, Mataji. Prabhuji, lastly, you were saying about Jiva Goswami, right? So Jiva Goswami is from where, you were saying? I just missed that part.
No, basically, they were from Karnataka background, Brahmin family, and their ancestors shifted from Karnataka to Jessore district, which is in the border of Bangladesh, near to Kolkata. So they were from Karnataka background, South India, and shifted to Jessore, and then from there, they took up their residence at the Vrindavan. So their passage comes from South India, then to East India, then to North India.
How much, it's really very amazing, Prabhuji, to hear all these acharyas, how much they have spent their life for us to give such a very wonderful scripture. So there are questions in the chat, Prabhuji. Sangavi Kumar, Prabhuji is asking, Bhaktivinoda Thakur spent only 3 hours for sleeping. Can we follow such a lifestyle to advance in bhakti? That is the question.
Certainly no, because we are not in the Goswami platform. Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually, in fact, is also called as the seventh Goswami. So we cannot imitate great personalities like Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They were chanting 64 rounds. And then later, though he was a full-time devotee in the temple, then he started to work in a petrol bank and he was not chanting. He told that, "I already completed all of my chanting rounds like that." So you cannot imitate them. So certainly the concept which we can get it from Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually they didn't waste a single time. So we can sleep 5 to 6 hours per day, there is no harm in it. And if we work for Krishna, even if we take rest of 5 or 6 hours per day, even the 5 to 6 hours taking rest is also considered only to be a Krishna conscious activity. And since they had high taste for serving the Lord, and they were also engaging the transcendental worship of Radha Krishna with their Swarupa Siddhi, so actually their bodily demands were very, very less. We can say in one way that actually they were out of the bodily platform. So certainly, if you have come out of the bodily platform, that's okay. But no need to push it artificially. We can lead our normal grahastha life and follow the instruction. In that way, we can also become dear to Guru Gauranga.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Roji. Yeah, so they are manjaris, right? They wear like manjaris, so they don't consider about sleeping. So it's certainly a big resting time which they had actually for them in this material world. So even we can also see in Prabhupada's lifetime also how much he has dedicated. He also didn't sleep. So all these acharyas are certainly great. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And so there is one more question. Prabhuram Subramanian, Prabhuji is asking, you mentioned that Sita Thakurani, wife of Advaita Acharya, is Yogamaya. I also read in Bhakti Ratnakara fourth wave that Abhiram Thakur wife Malini Devi is also Yogamaya. How to understand this?
Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, it is mentioned that Sita Thakurani is Yogamaya. And also in Gaura Charitavali, it is also mentioned she is also Paurnamasi. Sometimes actually in Prema Vivarta, there may be, as I told earlier, there may be a different opinion. Acharyas can differ in their opinion. There is nothing like a contradiction wherever it is being mentioned.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. There is one hand raise. Radha Damodar Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madhaji. Narekshna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, one question I have is about the relation between Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Because you mentioned they are from Karnataka, Jiva Goswami, but we know Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are from the Bengal area. So how are they related? Sometimes it's mentioned they are brothers, sometimes they are mentioned as nieces. So could you explain to us?
Yeah, they are from Brahminical background, and later they moved to Bengal. Ramakeli was at that time headquarters. So Rupa Sanatan, they took up their residence at Ramakeli. And then certainly Jiva Goswami was the nephew. So in that way, actually, though Rupa Sanatan Goswami was elder to Jiva Goswami in terms of age, as far as realization was concerned, they were almost on the equal platform. But Jiva Goswami used to serve Rupa Sanatana in a humble way. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to establish some principles using each individual Goswami. So Rupa Sanatana excavating the places and Jiva Goswami for writing and then distribution of literatures like that. So they had some purpose with Mahaprabhu. So actually, you can say like wherever there is no Ganga or the Pandavas lotus feet are not impressed, that place is considered to be inauspicious. So we all know that how Lord Chaitanya has personally and perfectly orchestrated the divine presence of his associates in various places so that the local people also could get benefited in many ways. So as far as relationships are concerned, they had a nice, wonderful, transcendental relationship because they could see in their manjari form, like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Sanatan Goswami, Lavanga Manjari, Jiva Goswami, Vilasa Manjari, means they could easily see their identities and their relationship is completely transcendental.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for that question. And thank you so much for that reply also, Prabhuji. So I don't find any more questions or hand raise in the chat box, but everyone is glorifying about the class which we had today. And so it was nice treat, actually. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming on the call. Valuable time and association. So with your permission, we can end the call here, Prabhuji.
Thank you for a wonderful